We've had a series in which we discuss the various du'as, and we continue with that series this morning. The du'a that we look at first and foremost, when we emerge from the home in the morning, we say, Bismillah, wa tasamtu billah, wa tawakkaltu ala Allah, wa la hawla wa la quwata illa billah. There are two expressions in this du'a, with which every Muslim is familiar, Bismillah, wa la hawla wa la quwata illa billah. And in between these two expressions, wa atasamtu billah, wa tawakkaltu ala Allah. Both are easy to remember. The dua means that I put my foot out in the name of Allah, I seek Allah's support and trust, and certainly one has some aim in going out of the house to meet someone, to buy something, to do something, to earn a livelihood. Hence, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us to seek Allah's support in going out and convince ourselves that every other support is only an apparent means, but the real support is Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala's support. For instance, a vehicle may be an apparent means to go somewhere, but its reliability and utility depends on Allah's will. With this dua and conviction, the journey becomes worship. When we make dua to Allah in these words and place all our reliance in Him, then surely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help us. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ الْعَلِيِّ الْعَظِيمِ. No one has power or strength but is given to you, that is given to him by Allah, the High and the Majestic. Whatever one does, like walking or riding or driving, the strength for that is provided by Allah. We will not arrive at our destination except with the strength from Allah. So this is the importance of the dua when we leave the house. When you walk ahead and you enter the marketplace, then you need to remember that the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna ahabba al-bilad ila Allah al-masajid." وَأَبْغَضَ الْبِلَادِ إِلَى اللَّهِ الْأَسْوَاقِ رواه مسلم. All the places on the earth, the most liked in the sight of Allah is the masjid. And the most disliked sight by Allah is the marketplace. In the masjid, people perform salah. They're making ruku, they're making sujood, they're making dua. In the markets, sin and indecency is committed. In the markets, traders, employers, every sort of tactics are utilized to lure buyers in. If we look at our own shopping malls, there's indecent pictures of mannequins. People speak lies, cheat, commit fraud. And this is the reality. This is the reality. People do not leave any stone unturned in trying to get us in to purchasing. Inna tujjar yub'athuna yawm al-qiyamah fujjara illa man ittaqa Allah wa barra wa sadaqa. The traders will be raised on the day of resurrection as sinners, except those who fear Allah and are pious and truthful. The traders will be raised on the day of resurrection as sinners, except those who fear Allah and are pious and truthful. At-tajiru as-saduqu al-amin ma'an nabiyyin was-siddiqin was-shuhada. The true and trustworthy trader will be with the prophets, truthful, and the martyrs, and the righteous on the day of resurrection. So the aim of a person going to the market should be to earn a livelihood. However, there is a likelihood that one may use unfair means to achieve this aim. That is why it is described as the worst place. Hence, one must not go there unnecessarily. If there is a need, go there. But not just go there unnecessarily, because this is a place where there is open invitation towards sin. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if one goes to the marketplace, recite the dua, La ilaha illallah, wahdahu, la sharika la, lahul mulku, wa lahul hamdu, yuhyi wa yumit, wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. There is no deity but Allah, He is alone, He has no partner. To Him belongs the kingdom, and to Him belongs all praise. He gives life, and He gives death, and He is over all things powerful. That is our Allah. So do not forget Allah. The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us this dua, that we as human beings should not for the slightest moment in the marketplace forget our Creator. That Allah, besides whom there is no deity, that Allah, or who, through His decision, everything occurs in this world. It is with His will. The reality is that when we're in the marketplace, we are most liable to forget our Creator, getting sucked in by the glitter of the market and the attraction and the pull and the allure that it possesses. Allah has created an amazing world. We cannot live without it. We need money, we need food, we need clothing, we need housing essentials. But if this world takes control of our mind, then there is nothing more destructive. A believer has to take caution every step on how to deal with this world. It's necessary for us. We should not get lost in it and neglect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Sahaba radiallahu anhu, they were trained by the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The world lied at their feet. They had the treasures of Kaisar and Kisra at their command. They conquered Rome and Iran and observed their glitter. But none of this, none of these things could deceive them. Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiallahu anhu had besieged a Roman city, and the Romans fought for their fort. And when the siege grew longer, the Romans considered to let the Muslims in through one of their eye-catching markets, beautiful shops on either side, attractive women sitting at the entrance of each shop. And they imagined that the desert Arabs who were away from home for long would be netted in this attraction, and they would attack them from the rear. And suddenly the governor sent a message to Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu that they were opening the gates and they may enter the city with the army. He told his army that the gates were open, you will enter the city, but I recite a verse to you of the Quran, keep it in mind, enter the city, conducting yourselves in this verse. And he recited, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ. Say to the believing men that they lower their gaze and guard their private parts. And subhanAllah, historians have recorded that the whole army passed through the market and not a single member looked to the right or to the left. What was there? They marched to the palace and captured it. The citizens were surprised at the victory. The Sahaba radiallahu anhu paid no attention to the glitter of the market and the beautiful woman. They were convinced that these people were true slaves of Allah. They were very convinced in this regard. That they were convinced that everything happens with the command of Allah. And with this, the enemy were driven out, and the Kalima reigned supreme. Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam had trained the Sahaba in this way. They ignored the world's glitter and were not tempted by it. Their hearts were always towards Allah, and they remembered the year after. The world could not deceive them. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam desired this for every believer. Do love in this world. Go to the marketplace. Deal with people. But do not forget Allah. Do not forget Allah. That is what we've been told. And when we're at the marketplace, one has to buy something. What do you say? Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min safaqatin khasiratin wa yameenin fajiratin. Of Allah, I seek your refuge, and that I strike a bad bargain, or that I swear a false oath. Do we ever read this dua? That you have a bad bargain. Sometimes, you know, people talk of having post-purchase depression, that you bought something and then when you take it home you realize that, you know what, I never really need to buy this, or I overpaid. So if you make this dua, inshallah, you'll be saved from that. The person who emerges from his home after taking Allah's name and seeking His support, relying on Him, acknowledging His powers, while in the marketplace being heedful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this has a profound impact. May Allah cause us to act in every facet of our lives according to His command and His instructions.